Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Carolyn Cox. She's the research director for the Center for Environmental Health, a California organization that is threatening to sue oil companies and FBOs in California to stop them from selling leaded fuel. Carolyn, what brought about the lawsuit and how is it going to progress?
What we've done so far is what technically is called a 60-day notice of violation. That's the first step in the legal process, and basically it's a letter to the companies involved with producing and selling aviation fuel in California that we believe that they're in violation of a California state law. It's the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act, but most people know it as Proposition 65. And by law, the first step in enforcement of Proposition 65 is this 60-day notice. This kind of starts the clock ticking, once the 60-day window is passed, we can go ahead and start a lawsuit, although there's no deadline for us to do that if we want to wait longer than the 60 days.
Well, is that your intent? Is your intent to launch the suit after the 60 days is up?
I think that, that's a decision that our attorneys will make, but in large part it depends on the discussions that they have with the companies involved between now and the 60-day deadline. And oftentimes if the discussions are getting off to a good start and seem to be productive, then we hold off on the actual complaint.
Okay, well, as research director, I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that you've researched the issue and you know the bind that aviation is in with leaded gasoline. It's a problem that is going to take years to solve according to the aviation industry, and the EPA has started the wheels in motion to get that done. Where does CEH's action fit in with all of that?
Well, we're hoping that the discussions that we have with the companies that we've identified in our legal action can both encourage and work with the actions that EPA is taking so that we can find what, you know, the most effective and efficient way to move the industry to a fuel that doesn't contain such a toxic material as lead.
So what you're saying is that there's not necessarily going to be a lawsuit after 60 days. You just want in on the discussions that are already underway to find a new fuel.
Right, and we're hoping that we can use the legal leverage of California state law. Right now, EPA is basically looking at it from a federal perspective, from the Clean Air Act, and this our legal action brings into play a California state law. So it's an additional legal perspective on the issue.
There are numerous cases of precedents that have been set that essentially say that aviation is the purview of the federal government, and that anything to do with aviation safety or whatever is federal jurisdiction. How do you reconcile that with a lawsuit based on a state law?
Right. So I guess I should first make it clear to everyone who's listening that I'm not an attorney, and I can only speak from my perspective as a researcher and a scientist. We are not aware of any exemption for aviation fuel from meeting the requirements of California's Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Center for Environmental Health and what your core beliefs and your basic structure is?
So we're a nonprofit organization. We were started about 15 years ago. Ever since then, we have been working to reduce exposures of people in California and elsewhere to toxic chemicals. Lead has been one of our primary focuses because I think, as everybody knows, lead is a very toxic material, and the documentation about lead's toxicity is probably more than any other toxic chemical that we might work with. So a lot of our efforts over the last 15 years have looked at lead. Several years ago, we did some litigation that we believe was very successful regarding lead wheel balancing weights used on automobile tires. And in some respects, it's kind of similar to what we're looking at with the aviation fuel litigation, in that it was a source of lead that, if you look at an individual wheel balancing weight, or if you look at an individual takeoff or landing of an aircraft, you know, the amount of lead is small, but because there are so many automobiles in California or so much aviation traffic, by the time you sum up that small amount of lead over, you know, all the automobiles or all the aircraft takeoffs and landings, you end up with a, you know, surprisingly large amount. In our work with the wheel balancing weights, we were able to get the manufacturers to agree that the time had come to switch to a lead-free wheel weight. And that was not just because of our legal action, but because of a number of other things that were happening both on the state and federal level, as well as internationally. And we're hoping that much the same thing can happen with our aviation fuel legal action.
Okay, how is your organization funded?
We're like most nonprofits, that we get our money from, you know, a variety of sources, kind of wherever we can find it. So we have supporters who very generously support us with their donations. We also receive grants from foundations. And with regard to our legal action, the Proposition 65 was a ballot initiative back in 1986, and one of the provisions in the initiative was that violations of the law would result in what are called civil penalties, and the party that brings an enforcement action is entitled to 25% of those civil penalties. So we do get revenue from our litigation that way as well.
So you can make some money off this case if it ever gets to court?
Possibly. You know, that's not our primary motivation in doing litigation, and we try to, you know, recover our legal fees and then perhaps make some money for the organization in addition.
Can I ask you what your annual budget is?
It's just shy of $2 million a year, $1.7, $1.8 million, something like that.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you taking the time today, Carolyn. I'm sure we'll be chatting again. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.